Hey, this is Vito.
This is Liz, and we are two lovebirds trying to navigate through life, love, and parenting the best we can.
Each month, we take on a new challenge in an attempt to deepen our relationship and spice things up a bit.
Join us as we share the lessons we learned from all the bumps in the road we travel on. Welcome to the long haul.
We're back.
We are back.
And let's just get to it. So today, so this month we're doing gratitude.
Yes.
We have a gratitude jar, as hopefully you guys are joining along and we're finding something, you know, every day, at least once a day that we can be grateful for.
Wait, you've been writing in there every day?
I missed, so I want to get to it. But some days I write 2, 3, 4. Some days...
You probably have way more in there than I
yeah.
do.
Well, how, you've not been doing it every day?
No, just like randomly when I think of something I'm grateful for.
Oh, no, the whole idea is you're supposed to force yourself to think of something that you can be grateful for the day.
Okay, that was not clarified.
Yeah, yeah. You should listen to the podcast.
No.
So, yeah, but there's been a couple of days where I've put a couple in there, and I think I've missed a couple of days as well. I want to get to that, though.
Okay.
Because I've learned some things, and as all challenges, you should be learning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just learned I'm supposed to do it every day.
Yeah, so there you go. We learn things. And I've lost track of where I was going.
Because you missed a couple days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get to that later. So okay. So basically, we're you know, grateful, gratitude, you know, jar, whatever. So today we went to breakfast. And, you know, it was just a horrible experience. And not because Jovi was crazy. She was great. She got crazy after waiting for an hour plus for our food. So you can't really blame her.
It didn't take an hour for her. It was just like the whole process.
We were there
like
for 2 hours.
It took us like a half hour to get seated. But then we sat there forever with just menus, like
no waters,
no drinks.
Nothing.
Nobody talked to us. And then finally brought, you know, that stuff. And I knew as soon as we sat down what I wanted to order because I was like starving when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it took at least 15, 20 minutes for somebody to take our order. And then it probably took like 45 minutes for our food to come.
Yeah. So not to get into details, it was just an awful experience. And, you know, we don't go out a lot.
So yeah,
the last two times we went out, both times were not the best. And we're like, okay, we're 0 for 2 this year. We've only gone out. I think we went out for your birthday.
With just us. When we go out with just us, we have a great time. For some reason, it's...
Because we go to nicer places.
That's true.
When we bring Jovi, we go to, you know, average places.
Yeah.
Not places we're going to get sick, but not places that
we're going to break the bank. But it's like super random because we ordered a pizza and a salad at the other place that we went. And Jovi was with us and we waited 45 minutes for our food. And it wasn't busy. It wasn't anything. And it's a pizza joint. That's all they do is make pizzas.
Yeah. And it's a salad.
And we were like,
So either way, so I was super aggravated this morning. Just because, you know, that's frustrating. And I was like, okay, it's the gratitude month. Like, find something to be grateful for. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm going to be pissed off. And I'm going to let, I chose to be pissed. And it sucked. Like, being unhappy is not fun. I was justified in my anger, but I've never been angry at a restaurant, and I was angry.
Yeah, I've never seen you like that upset. I mean, once our food finally did come, we waited for 10 minutes for them to bring us silverware. Like,
right.
We couldn't
eat
our food.
So our food was sitting in front of us.
And as soon as they brought it, we're like, can I get, I said, hey, we need silverware, and nobody came. Vito asked somebody,
I got up and found somebody.
Right, and then we asked somebody else, like, walking by. So, like, we were sitting there while our food's now getting cold.
Right.
Because it wasn't just, like, finger food.
Right.
You can't eat your skillet.
So, it was literally horrible. And so I was just building in anger. And then I was, you know, I'm like, all right, try to, and I still haven't put anything in the jars today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just, like, so rattled right now, and it's 10 hours later.
That's
or something.
So funny.
Yeah.
I didn't get rattled at all. I was like, yeah, I mean, that sucked, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't have to listen to you also be cranky because you were hungry.
I was cranky up until we got to the place, but once we were there, I wasn't complaining at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was an interesting Sunday, but I thought it was funny that I chose not to be grateful for something, even though I could have easily. Yeah. You know, like it was a really nice time we went with my cousin and his wife, and we just talked.
Yeah, it was
great hanging out with them. So I could have easily found something, and I was like, no, I'm going to choose to be pissed off.
Well, the thing is, you didn't have to find something to be grateful about breakfast. It could have just been about the day.
Right, but I let breakfast ruin my day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that
sucks. Then I went to Lowe's to return something, and it was the lady's first day. Or she just didn't care or something. And I was like, okay, relax, relax, relax. And then she apologized and was like, I'm sorry. I've never done this type of return before. And I was like, okay, no problem. I got you. We're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She recognized that she was taking too long. And again, people, I'm not like, I'm super easygoing.
You are super, very easy. Like I said, I've never seen you. And even upset at the place, you weren't like making a scene or throwing a fit or anything like that. You were just like very irritated because.
Yeah. Not a single apology.
Yeah, just like a lot of just different things, but yeah,
it was horrible.
And you were just, yeah, you were upset, but you don't, like I said, I haven't seen you, like, you don't get like super angry.
No,
like,
if I get the food and it's wrong, I'll eat it. I don't care as long as it's good, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, even then, like, I feel like, yeah, you were a little irritable.
Well,
and
then,
like, when we left, you were like, oh, like, that was so annoying, but I wouldn't say that you were angry about breakfast.
I would say it. Yeah, I didn't show it. But even like she brought us coffee and my cousin's coffee cup was dirty.
Yeah,
and
there was,
and
like,
I go,
food stuck
and he
on
wasn't
the side.
Gonna say anything. And I go, can you get a different cup? Like it's filthy. It was like stuff was hard on the side of the cup.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like she just spilled coffee. It was like icing or gravy or something.
Yeah.
And my cousin's super non-confrontational, but because we had waited 15 minutes for water, you know, I was like already. I'm like, this is not going to be good. And then she brought the cup and it was filthy. I'm like, you see this, right? Like, there's no way you didn't see this.
Yeah.
But to get back to it.
They have good food. You could be.
It was really good.
Right.
It was really, and we didn't name the place. We're not going to, but
right.
It was good food. You know, it was just a sad experience. But so I was thinking, and I've read a few books, and most of them are nonfiction. I don't know the difference. Fiction's like Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of them are nonfiction, just because I don't have the patience to like get intimate with a fake character.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's this book that I've read. It's called The Happiness Advantage. I think it's in that bookshelf behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is, if I were to boil it down, and I want to go over it next episode, but they give you tasks to do. And the happiness advantage is a theory that the psychologist came up with that success, as we think of things, success brings happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And he argues that happiness brings success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the other way around. Because we've been trained and told ourselves, oh, when I get this, when I am promoted, when I find my spouse.
But that's because we have a baby. Like, it's like because you think that success is going to bring you peace. It's going to bring you happiness. It's going to bring you all these different things. But you actually need to have the happiness and the peace and all those things.
Right. He goes into data and research, and they've done trials and they've like done studies or whatever. And specifically, happiness brings success. And one of the tasks he has in there, which I did in college,
mm-hmm.
is writing, which I kind of wanted. I've told you I want to do this again. But one of the challenges within this book is writing thank you cards
mm-hmm.
to people you're close to.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. For no reason, not for like they got you a gift, but just write someone you love a thank you card for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it for, obviously, my family, and I did it for some of my extended family and some friends. And the response was so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much love created from it that I was like, holy crap. This is for real. Like, something is here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get my dad, for example, to like stop everything he's doing and call me, you know, and you can tell like he didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And he was just so grateful and happy and like touched.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think I wrote him an email and he said he kept it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I asked mom how to like
save it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just found it really fascinating. And while we were doing this gratitude jar, I was thinking, you know, how powerful it is. And it doesn't, you know, we don't know why. It's one of those things that isn't really like tangible, yet it has very real consequences and positive consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was an interesting, you know, the fact that this guy wrote a book, The Happiness Advantage, and he talks about how, like, we got it wrong, you know, like, really, we need to be practicing happiness. We need to be practicing gratitude and, building emotional intelligence as a muscle, and that will bring you the, whatever you desire, the success yeah. you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely something I need to work on because, dude, I got issues. I got issues, man.
Babe, we all do. We all do. We all have our stuff. It's all in different areas of our life, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I got issues. What's that song? I got issues.
What is you it? Got them, too.
Keep going.
I don't know the words.
No.
I got issues.
What do you think it's called?
It's called Issues.
All right, talk while I find this.
Vito has to find the song.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Issues. Julia Michaels?
Yep.
I think we're going to.
But I'm always jealous. Okay. I'm going to. You're not even going to play the Issues part?
You know I want you. Baby, I want to.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if we are allowed to play it.
Just play the Issues part.
I don't know how to fast forward to it.
Just wait.
You know trust me. You can tell, baby, I'm such a fool. I like this song.
You don't.
Sing it.
There we go. So give them all to me and I'll with you. That's what I said.
We should play that after the podcast. That's a good song. But that's how I feel. I definitely have issues.
I mean, we all do. I do think that there is something, though, to happiness and joy because... Which we've talked about a little bit on here. I remember saying in a recent episode, just letting like something simple, like steal my joy for the day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. I feel like I've been really good at that lately.
You haven't been doing it as much, but how do you think using the jar has been for you?
I like it. I mean, for me, it's just like a reminder. Like I'll just be doing stuff in the kitchen and, I'll see the jar and I'm like, oh, I should write something down. Or the other day, I don't want to give away what I wrote, but like something happened. I was like, oh, this has to go in the jar, you know, mm-hmm. like just things like that. It's just nice to put it down. Cause then you remember,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think about it. So yeah, we're going to continue.
Yeah. So when you do write it down, what happens to your day, if any? Is there any impact on your day, or is it just kind of like...
I don't know.
Do you find yourself resonating at like a happier level since we've started this?
I think in general, I touched on the last episode how I interviewed that lady about joy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think kind of like since then, I've just tried to be more intentional about not letting things get to me or upset me, mm-hmm. or just being more go with the flow and just finding the joy in, you know, the whatever. Like, obviously I still get frustrated or upset sometimes, but really like not, I've realized like with my day, I've just been like more intentional. Like, and this also goes to the always try your best,
mm-hmm.
which we were doing this last week too, just like being more intentional. Like, I feel like as a mom, it's so easy to be distracted with like just random tasks and then like being on your phone and then whatever, like trying to find something to entertain the kids. But I've noticed that I've just like gotten down on the floor more and played with Jovi more. And mm-hmm. like when she's trying to get my attention, just stopping what I'm doing and like giving her my full attention and being like, oh, well, this can wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this moment with my daughter is going to pass.
Yeah. And there's nothing more important than, you know, raising your kids.
So I think that I've just been, I think a lot of it does go to distraction because I don't really get upset with Jovi. Like, I noticed that, like, yeah, it's frustrating when I'm trying to change her poopy diaper and she's trying to kick and roll away from me,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I never like really get mad at her or, you know, there's times where I'm like, Jovi, stop. Like, yeah, I'm sure like there's a lot of triggers in motherhood when your kid's just like screaming or whatever and you've done everything and it brings up a lot of your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I think it goes, like I said, goes back to the distraction. Like if you're on your phone and your kid's like trying to get your attention and then they knock over this thing and then you're like, Jovi, ugh, and you're just like irritated. And it's mm-hmm. like, first of all, it was my fault that I put the cup of coffee right there
mm-hmm.
where she could knock it over. And second of all, she's been trying to get my attention while I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just like things like that, like that scenario didn't happen, but like, similar, you know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
where they're trying to get your attention and then all of a sudden something happens and then you're like, oh, whatever. So I've just been like, if she's like trying to get my attention, like paying attention and like just being more intentional and just like enjoying hanging out with her and playing with her. And
mm-hmm.
I love taking care of her.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, she's great.
So just like trying not to be distracted. So trying to like get things done during her nap time. It's nice now because she's taking longer naps. So like the other day when she was napping, like I cleaned the upstairs and then another day I worked on like some podcast stuff. So I feel like ever since that joy episode, I've been more intentional about finding things that I'm joyful for during the day.
Cool. So I have something that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for you making a new friend that's really cool and people that I'm used to.
Yeah.
And being able to see that, like, how important your circle is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm grateful for.
It was
a new thing. We had a new experience. We made new friends. Liz made new friends. And I was
tagged along and had a good time.
I had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Which I appreciate that because I know that it's like hard. It's like hard to put yourself in like different circumstances or new circumstances.
Yeah.
And so like I was grateful that you weren't like, no, you just go. You know, like that.
Yeah,
you...
no, I would. First of all, I want to see who you're hanging out with. And second off, we were invited as a couple.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to go. And then I don't really get nervous in those situations.
Right.
if you don't like me, I don't know you.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. I don't really either.
I won't know you in tomorrow or in an hour. So like, it doesn't bother me. I don't get nervous. I don't get anxious. You know, you hope that people are nice, and they were all super nice.
Right.
So it worked out, and it was refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, hey, I can live here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was... it's not funny, man. I felt like I was having a heart attack today.
Really?
When I was cleaning, I was having like, it wasn't anxiety. It was just like tight, tight, tight chest.
I've never experienced that.
It was not like a panic attack.
Yeah.
It was just tightness. So tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely do feel happier when I write in the jar.
Yeah, how's that affected you? Like when you've been intentional.
It's like a release.
Yeah.
It's like a release for sure. So if I come home for the day or whatever, I just see something, or I force myself to think of something. It's a release. I get a and I think it's long lasting too. It kind of resets my mood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really nice.
Well, every night when I put Jovi down, we say like a prayer together, and we always say like thank yous, like
mm-hmm.
thank you for our family, thank you for, you know, all the different things God does for us. And then I feel like I've been, because there's like a little prayer that I say before I go to bed every night, and sometimes like I just say it. It's like I'm not even like meaning it, it's just like habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been like more intentional about that too, like actually like meaning it. Mm-hmm. What
you're...
Oh, okay. Vito's making fun of me because I'm saying like a lot.
Yeah. Well, now people are going to notice it. I wasn't trying to...
But now I'm going to be more intentional about not saying
it. Yeah.
Just don't rewind, guys.
Yeah, no. So when I was growing up, and my mom would... We would pray together at night, and she would teach me how to pray. Or I'd be like, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what I'm supposed to say or whatever. And she would say, what's on your mind? And then it always boiled down to, what are you thankful for? Just thank God what you're thankful for. None of it would be here if it wasn't for God. So say thank you. It'd be a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's most of what I do now when I pray. It used to just be like, fix this, fix that.
Yeah.
My life is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not.
I pray more instead of like fixing things. I'll be like, God, like, give me the strength or the willpower to change this thing in my life, instead of like, hey, just fix this problem. It's like, show me how to fix this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's how I pray more now, probably compared to when I was younger.
Yeah.
But
do you have any Thanksgiving traditions?
I mean, we always go around the table, say what we're thankful for. So actually we did, so growing up in Nebraska, we always had Thanksgiving with my dad's side. And since my uncle was the pastor, it was a small church there. We always had it at the church because our family's big. And there would always be random people, like people from the church didn't have anywhere to go, or, you know, just random people were always there. There was mm-hmm. a bunch of tables set up. But the morning of Thanksgiving, the men would take all the kids hiking while the women like cooked and prepared things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, or I mean, if somebody wanted to stay behind, they could, like, you didn't have to go hiking, but there was always hiking that day. Or you'd be back at the church, like helping set everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always ate. And then we usually had like a big, like cousin, like sleepover at the church. And in the morning, we'd go like into the kitchen and eat pie for breakfast.
Pie?
Yeah, we'd always have a slice of pie in the morning for breakfast.
Geez. Eesh. Oh, I had my first slice of pumpkin pie a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I can't believe that.
It was pretty good. It was not what I expected.
Since you've been with me, you tried grilled cheese and tomato soup together for the first time.
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Got to get you to try some eggnog.
That thing that Brian made downtown with the... Shoot. The cheese.
The roll-up things?
Yeah, not the pinwheels. I've had pinwheels before. It was like pickles and... I don't remember. Either way.
There's pickles in it?
He made something with pickles, yeah. Pretty sure.
Oh. I don't remember.
Yeah, you know, you're really opening up my eyes to the white people world.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. So I think that's basically what we...
Do you do the wishbone thing?
No, I've never done that in my
life. Neither us.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Do you? Is there somebody who carves the pumpkin?
No. First time I ever carved a pumpkin was in my adult life.
I don't know if I ever have. I think I've carved an already carved pumpkin. You know, you just keep cutting it. I know my uncle, he does it. He loves it. He's got like an automatic, it's like a scissor knife almost.
Wait, pumpkin? You're talking about a turkey.
Turkey.
Okay, that's why I was like, babe, we just carved pumpkins. Like, I'm so confused.
I meant turkey.
Okay, so growing up, we didn't carve pumpkins or really do anything like that.
What about turkeys?
We never had somebody where there was never... It was not like a turkey, this beautiful turkey presented at a table and people... Mm-hmm. It was back in the kitchen, somebody cut it up so that ourselves up.
Yeah.
It was never like this.
So we would have one turkey. Carving. Turkey. We'd have one turkey that was cut up, split up between... light meat and dark meat. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have one that was like presented, put on a tray with the things around it. And then we'd pray. And then whomever's house it was.
Is the carver.
Not even the carver, but would just carve it up. And then while he's carving, the previously carved turkey would just be passed around.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know if I've done it. This is our... I mean, we haven't hosted Thanksgiving yet here, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to carve the turkey at my dad's house. It's just not right. It's the wrong thing to do.
Men are so weird.
Well, I mean, there's just things.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, every man is the head of his own household, and you walk in and try to be it. It's like, listen, guy, leave.
Yeah. It was fun, though, growing up. I always loved Thanksgiving with my cousins at mm-hmm. the church.
I like the idea of working up an appetite in the morning, going for a hike.
Yeah, because then otherwise you're just, like, playing. Sitting around, like, mm-hmm. doing nothing, yeah. watching football, I guess, or the parade.
Well, when we went to Texas that one time.
We would watch the parade sometimes on TV.
This is stupid. With the blow-up things?
Yeah.
I guess it's not stupid, but I don't know. We didn't really watch... Snoopy, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I didn't.
The Rugrats? What's it called? It's not the Rugrats. What's it called?
Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, we never even watched it.
I didn't either. But there's more than just that at the parade. It was people dancing and bands, and it's the downtown Rockettes. New York City, so it's tons of stuff. But yeah, always had tons and tons of fun.
So we're gonna be in. When we were in Texas that one time, we just played like bags in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian was cooking all morning, grilling. But the kids, what did the kids do? We didn't do anything. I don't know.
The women were in the kitchen cooking, so I don't know what the kids were doing.
I might have taken a nap in the morning.
Probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
But that's fun. And it's nice. It's nice to... take the kids for a hike or go do some activity. Get them out of the house while mm-hmm. we're trying to prepare food and get everything ready. Otherwise, you have kids also coming in the kitchen constantly like, I'm hungry. What are you? And you're just mm-hmm. like, get out of the kitchen constantly, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We will let you know when it's time. So, yeah, it was fun. We always had tons of fun.
What's your favorite part of, what's your favorite food?
My favorite Thanksgiving food?
Yeah.
It's that bite of turkey with stuffing with mashed potatoes dipped in gravy.
So you like eating it all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is so good.
You don't have a specific, if you were to choose one of those things.
No. Stuffing, probably. Yeah, maybe. Stuffing is so good. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I like a lot of gravy.
Really?
Yeah. Douse it. Like even a piece of turkey is good.
Yeah.
But when you slam it into that gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Delish.
Yeah, it really does. It hits different.
Yeah.
I would say turkey makes me grateful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
Turkey is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the leftover turkey sandwiches are so good.
I have a funny Thanksgiving story. So, you know, weed's legal and stuff, right?
Sure.
So we were talking about at dinner. It was a smaller one. It was recently. So it wasn't like where all the cousins are there. It's kind of like split up.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about my grandfather's he's 90 something now, and he, his shoulder just separated from his arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a ton of pain, and he was like rubbing CBD on it and stuff, and it helped a little bit. And, my one cousin smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, why don't you just try it? It might help. You know, like, you're 90 something. What do you have to lose? It's legal. You're not breaking the law. It's not bad for you. All this stuff, whatever. So my dad's like, we were laughing. You know, we're kind of joking around about it, whatever. And my dad has never done anything ever. And he's like, you know, I'd probably do it. You know, maybe. So I grabbed my cousin's pen. And I was like, here, do it. And he's like, he got so mad. What is that? Where'd you get that from? And he was like, get that out of my house. I was like, you just said you would do it. you were just saying now that it's legal and it's not, you know, bad. Yeah. We were laughing so hard. But nobody really does drugs or smokes in our family.
Yeah.
We have some, you know, extended family, but it was just so funny how quickly he got so upset.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, it's a whole nother topic, but I mean, there is like a huge stigma around it, especially with that older generation where it's like, I actually wrote a research paper on it when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was in speech class. I had to do like a debate thing and I was like alcohol versus marijuana. And I'm like, the effects that alcohol has on the body are so much worse mm-hmm. than what marijuana does. And even like I dated this guy in Vegas for like a brief minute who was crazy. Anyways, he was an EMT and he was like super, super straight path, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not saying that like I'm not, but like he would never ever do that or try it or whatever. And he didn't think it should be legalized. And so I'm like having this debate with him and he's like, you know what? I will say, I've never been called to a house because a guy smoked so much pot and beat his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But every domestic violence call, the guy's drunk.
Someone, yeah.
You know, like, and I'm like, see, like, how many accidents does drunk driving kill? Like, do you know, just like so many different things. I'm like, it is like a completely different argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's interesting because that generation definitely still has like more of a stigma around it. Whereas to me, I feel like it's like drinking a glass of wine.
Yeah. I've never really...
I've never been high.
I've tried it. Yeah, I've tried it. I've never really been high. I honestly, my favorite high, and this sounds really silly. My favorite high is a workout. Like a hard, hard, hard workout where afterwards you feel like you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
The buzz, it's a genuine buzz. Mm-hmm. Like you're vibrating. I love it. And I haven't had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But.
We just got a Peloton.
We just got a Peloton. So, add me, Vito and a Speedo.
That's the name that he chose for Peloton.
I couldn't think of a name. Everyone's like, oh, you got to do a good name. You got to do it. So, I'm like, Vito, Torpedo. I'm like, no, that's too sexual. I'm like, I don't know.
And Vito and a Speedo is not sexual.
No, in my mind, you're going to get passed by a guy named Vito in a Speedo. So you're going to have to picture some guy in a Speedo.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe I won't wear a Speedo when I ride the thing. Maybe, you know.
I think it is a pretty funny name.
Yeah. So add me and we'll race. I have no idea how to use it. I only want to do the live classes. Though. I want to like race people in real time.
Mm. But you can even do that. I mean, you can join and there's other people joining in and you still get placed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because they'll say like there's like 30 people in this class right now. But some of them may have started before you, but it still like places you based on like the other people joining and your speed and your whatever. So you still get placed, but...
So I can still beat people?
Yeah. Oh, okay, you can still pass people.
Good,
yeah, because I've only done pre-recorded classes and like I'll be like, oh, I got to beat this person that's in front of me. Like, I get that way.
Yeah, I still think doing it live would be better just because I know they're probably not there right now. And I want the gratification of them knowing that I passed them. And okay. I can throw them a high five.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll be like, Vito in a Speedo. This guy is in a Speedo and he just passed me?
Right.
Really, I want to inspire people to work harder.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if you got a Speedo.
If I got one?
Yeah.
Or if I wore my current one.
Okay. Yeah, that answer.
There are things you don't know about me.
Really? Actually, I learned something about him right before we started recording.
Yeah.
Something I never knew. Vito can make really cool sound effects with his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do it.
Oh, hold on. I can't smile. If I smile, it won't work.
I can't do that. Hold on. Wait. I don't know how you do it.
No. No.
Am I doing it? No.
Does it sound like you're doing it?
Not even
Does it
close.
Feel right?
No.
No.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? I've never heard this sound before.
This is a noise that comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, keep up the gratitude. Let us in. Write into us. Let us know how it's been working for you. And I feel like this is definitely something that you can easily get your partner on board with. And
yeah, the gratitude jar, yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. It's a great thing. It feels really good. And if you're interested, look into that Happiness Advantage book.
Mm-hmm.
It is, we'll put a link to Amazon or something in the show notes. You can just go down there. And then, yeah, check it out. Because happiness brings success, not the other way around.
Yeah. Also, we probably won't be back on until December.
Well, we'll see.
Because this next week, I mean...
Oh, yeah, episode, yeah.
You're going to be hunting, then we're driving to Texas. We're not going to get back.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where we're at.
With the holidays and stuff.
We might not.
We're busy.
Busies.
Yeah, with the holidays. So we will probably report back beginning December.
So thank you for listening.
Yes, we're
and
so grateful.
Thank you for being so kind and loving.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for tagging along with us on the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for liking the podcast and sharing it with all your family and friends and leaving great reviews.
Yes.
And thank you for not allowing the hate in the world to consume you.
Yes. That's something that I've been working on.
If it's very, very easy when you're not on social media.
For me, it's not even about social media.
Yeah.
The things that I, yeah.
Where do you see them?
I don't see it. It's intrusive thoughts that I have.
Oh, okay.
Which I got like right after I had Jovi, and now that I'm pregnant, like I'm starting to get some again. But in my Bible study, we've been going over Jonah, and it's been helpful.
Good.
So just trying to.
Yeah. Once I finish the basement, we can start having all those here.
Bible studies.
Yeah. Buy some furniture. Get some coffee tables.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Get some carpet and stuff down there.
All of our furniture right now is secondhand.
Yeah. We're going to finish the basement. Finished. New stuff. Matchy.
I know, but I'm
not
also
pieced
like
together.
Crazy about new stuff too. All of it's full of chemicals, okay. So we gotta find something. I know, babe. I know.
What do you think is in the old stuff?
Yeah, but like it starts releasing. It's not as potent anymore. It starts wearing off. in the old stuff. When right. you buy something brand new.
Someone's farts are just lingering in that cushion instead of chemicals.
Yeah, I'd rather have that. So
you're sucking in their methane.
Babe.
Get out of here. That's disgusting.
Get out of here. People's farts just don't linger in couch cushions for years.
You want to bet?
I do.
You want to bet?
Yes.
I bet you I can find a study.
Okay.
I'm going to find it. Okay. If not, I'm going to do a study.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a new couch. I'm going to fart once in it, and I'm going to check again in the year.
How are you going to check it?
Science.
Okay.
Test tubes and Bunsen burners and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I'm a man, babe. I do science.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, we'll figure it out. I've been grateful for my Bible study.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And don't forget to write in your gratitude jar.
Mm-hmm. And write someone a letter, a thank you letter, for out of love.
Out of love. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.